Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and happy Friday to you. Yes, we made it another week. It's great. It's great to be alive. Well, we're going to talk about something really interesting today, and I need your help to get us all in the right place and the right frame of mind to understand this better. And here's the question. Can you tell when someone is genuine or not? Can you tell when someone is genuine or not? That's the question. So you look around you, all the people you interact with, people in your own home, you know, you may say, I'm with this person, or my sibling is like this, but I don't know. They don't act very real and, you know, authentic and sincere and honest. And can you tell when someone is genuine or not? Do you have like these signals that go off inside of you that you just go, this person doesn't seem, you know, trustworthy? Would you please call in and tell us, how do you figure out when somebody is really walking the walk and talking the talk? Could you please dial in? Don't get started with your weekend yet. I know the weekend's almost here and everybody's super excited. It's Friday, but I need your help. So I'm asking you to call in and tell us if you are in the field of counseling or therapy. Maybe you could impart some things we can look for when we are interacting with people, because people can put on a good show. They really can. They can present themselves in very professional ways to which you can get kind of drawn into that personality. And then you come to find out that they're not really like that behind closed doors. They're not really like that when the cameras are off, or they're not really like that when, you know, they're off their phones, and you're thinking, something's not right about this. So can you tell when someone is genuine or not? Please call in and share. I'd love to hear from your heart. Now, if you want to protect some people in your life, I understand that. Just give us your confirmation name, or your middle name, or a name that you just like, and we'll address you by that. But we don't really take anonymous here on Take Two, because we're family. And that would sound so impersonal, right? You know, hi, anonymous. So please give a name that you would like me to address you as, and let's really talk about it. Now, here's something really tragic, okay? Now, hold on, everybody. Sometimes we're married to somebody that's not really that authentic. Ooh, that's tough. That can be really, really hard. And could you share how that is going for you, and how you work around that, and how maybe you are the one who encourages that person to get real about themselves and get real with the world? It's a very interesting thing that we are faced with in this lifetime of that we're living right now. I will tell you that in my personal humble opinion, I believe that technology has played into this with the rise in social media. Everybody presents this image out there that really isn't in sync with how they're actually living. I know this because the work I do in life coaching, folks will come to us and tell us they've been duped by others, or they've been cheated or wronged or betrayed by others. And it's really hurtful, very painful, when you meet somebody and you trust them, you put your faith in them, and you really bring them into your inner circle, if you will. And then they hurt you because they weren't legitimate. They weren't honest and sincere and authentic and real. It's very, very painful. We deal with it because we are people. We're broken, right? We're wounded. And people are going to be people. And it can be very hard to deal with. However, we can learn from it. We can grow from it. And we can also spiritually get stronger. Why? Because who should we put all our faith and trust in? God, right? We put all our faith and trust in God. With people, we have to be careful. We really have to be careful who we give over so much of our trust, and we put so much worth, you know, we value so much their acceptance that we're willing to forgive a lot of things and forget a lot of things and give them the benefit. And that's not necessarily the best. Now, forgiveness, yes, but it's not always the best approach. Sometimes we are called to help one another and to challenge one another to be the best they can be. We want everyone to get to heaven. Everyone to get to heaven, right? We should want everyone to get to heaven. So let's talk about it. I really would love for you to weigh in on this. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Okay, again, don't get started with your weekend. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We are live today. We are definitely getting your calls coming in. So that's great. Jean is going to be first coming in from Cleveland, Ohio. I'd love to hear from you. How can you tell when someone is genuine or not? Sometimes they put on a good front, a good appearance, and I don't know if you're like me. I'm very trusting. I give people the benefit of the doubt right up front. I give them a lot of leeway, and then if they do something, it's like, wow, that was really bizarre because I didn't see that one coming. Has that ever happened to you? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, Jean, I need you to hold on because we're going to hit the break in just a minute. And Jean is a first-time caller listening on The Rock. I would love to hear her story. I would love for you to join Jean and share your input on this, your wisdom, your knowledge, your lived experience. Maybe you are the person. Think about this for a second. Maybe you're the person that people are saying, man, this person is not real. He is fake or she is fake. Maybe they've said that about you. Can you call in and tell us how that feels? Maybe it was just terrible. You felt terribly judged and wronged in that area because that's not you. Maybe you're just really reserved or you have a personality that doesn't interact in ways that other people do. Maybe you have a situation going on in your life and you just don't feel like you can trust certain people. So you're a little bit guarded, right? You're a little bit protective of your heart. So there's always we can slice and dice this, guys, but we need to do it the Take Two way. And that means that we have full phone lines of a very robust discussion on this. And we learn and grow together as the mystical body of Christ. So I'm asking you to stop what you're doing. Make that phone call. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. When I come back, Jean will be first, and I want you to be the second, third, fourth, fifth caller, okay? Call us. I'll be right back. How can you tell when somebody is genuine or not? When you meet them, even if you're just encountering them in a business arrangement and you're like, you're trying to read their body language, the way they make, eye connection or the way they speak, or maybe they don't, maybe they say they're going to do something. Oh, this is a clue and a sign for me. When someone says, I will email you by 6 o'clock tonight, I promise. And 6 o'clock comes and goes and no email. And the next day it comes and goes, no email. And they're like, oh, I forgot. I'm so sorry. You know, that kind of bugs me. I think people need to be their word or at least really try hard to do what they say they're going to do. Has that ever happened to you? And you're like, I don't know if I can trust this person. Now, we're called to forgive, right? But we don't necessarily have to forget when things are in a pattern that you can read that this person is just not that sincere. And so what do we do about it as Catholics? That's the question I'm asking. We got more folks weighing in. That's great. Jean, you're going to go first. Hold on. I just want to share about the Jesse Tree ornaments and book set. If you have never done a Jesse Tree, make this the year you start. This set of 27 Jesse Tree ornaments will help all ages see and touch the Advent journey through salvation history. These ornaments are designed at and 100% made in Steubenville, Ohio by Catholic families. I love that. The subjects represented for the daily Advent devotions are based on meditations from the book, The Jesse Tree, an Advent devotion by Eric and Suzanne Sammons, which is included in the set. So you'll get the book as well. That's great. let me see here. The practice begins on the first Sunday of Advent, and since the numbers of days in Advent varies from year to year, this is a handy chart included to help you. There's a chart in there. That's great. Help you to know which ornament to hang on each day. Each ornament is made of wood and is 2.5 inches in diameter. The tree is not included. Available now at EWTNRC.com, but everything else is included, so I say get it. EWTNRC.com, free standard shipping. Online orders of $75 or more. Standard shipping for the continental U.S. only. Use code FREE at checkout. It would help if I can talk on Fridays. But anyway, I need you to weigh in on this. Can you tell when someone is genuine or not? Maybe you're the person that they've said, you're just a fake. You know, everything you're saying is bogus. I don't believe it. Have people said that about you? If they have, how does that make you feel? Because maybe that's not really who you are. Could you tell us? We want to hear the details. Let's hear what Jean has to say, but I'm going to give the number one more time if you'd like to get on the line with Matt, talk to him, and then I can put you on air and let's discuss it. Let's see if we can really walk away with a better understanding about people, okay, people around us. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, first up, as promised, first-time caller Jean from Cleveland, Ohio, listening on The Rock. Hi, Jean.
Hi.
Hi, go right ahead. Tell us the story.
I think I might have not explained myself correctly to the person that takes care of the calls. Mm-hmm. But this is something that I never thought would happen in my family. My daughter just started going through divorce proceedings. And talk about being not genuine. The husband is just, he's lying left and right. Mm-hmm. And it's going all wrong with the lawyers. And he puts on this big front of being lovey-dovey. But when it comes to being at home, right now he's still at home, everything is just wrong. He just treats mm-hmm. her like, I've witnessed it. He just treats her so badly, verbally, not physically. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to help her. And there's kids involved.
Right.
And I don't know how to help her, but when I look back over the years that they've been married, this behavior has been there all along, but you know, people are different, everyone's different, and you think, okay, this is, you know, people are all different situations, but his true colors seem to be showing up, and it's just so hard mm-hmm. to see.
Is he the one that wants out of the marriage, Jean?
No, it's my daughter.
So your daughter wants out. Okay.
Yes. And she's been asking for counseling for at least 7-8 years, and no. And then once she mentioned, you know, that she was going to file for divorce, then all of a sudden he told the lawyer that all along he's wanted counseling.
Oh, boy.
That was the first blatant lie. And he does this all the time. He's lied about me as the mom. I just don't know where to turn. I'm afraid to even talk to anybody because gossip and we're Catholic and not that family. Never, that would never happen in that family.
Right.
And it's just hurting the kids, and he's pitting one of the kids against all the others.
Oh, how old are the children, Jean?
The oldest is 12 and the youngest is what? 2? Almost 2.
How is your daughter handling this? Is she getting some professional help and support?
As far as what, lawyers?
Not by lawyers, but by some kind of counseling or therapy or coaching?
As of right now, she can't even do that. She's really just so, not through with counseling because, like I said, she had wanted, and no, right now she's just not in any counseling.
Ooh, so she's in survival mode.
Boy, is she.
Okay. So, okay. You know how in the Bible it says God hates divorce?
Yeah.
And it's so interesting because going through, I went through a divorce, and I can tell you that that's what I personally believe when that statement is made, God hates divorce, because of what happens with people. They change dramatically. The whole think of divorce, right? Divorce is a breaking. It's not a building. It's a breaking.
It destroys.
And it destroys people's hopes and dreams and personalities and the future. And it does a lot of things. Now, sometimes people will come back at me and they'll say, you know what, Debbie, that's true, but it needed to happen because now I have a much better life. Okay, if that's how they feel, okay, that's how they feel. I'm trying to say, though, at the moment that a divorce happens, it's a breaking. It's a breaking of a family. It's a breaking of relationships. It's a change. It's a dynamic shift of a change. The chemistry, the history, the relationship all shifts dramatically with a divorce.
Absolutely.
Now, right. Okay. So here's the problem, Jean. If he's hurt, he's going to be acting out. So you probably are going to see the worst part of him. If your daughter's trying to hold on and she's trying to figure out to hold on to herself and her dignity and her family, she's going to be doing things that she doesn't normally do. Okay. So in divorce, you're going to see the worst of people. That's why there's been many movies written about divorce themed, right? Because, so here's what you can do. You can try very hard to take the emotion out of it. Take emotion out of it. If you can remove the emotion, you can make some logical, good decisions without having the pain and the hurt lead the way to fuel this even more. Okay. That's why lawyers are usually brought in, because they tend to stay very, you know, logical, and they make those decisions that are based on just what the law is and not get into a lot of the heated stuff. But it's hard to do when you have family and you have people who have been living.
People. Yeah.
Yeah. So what I would suggest to do is really pray. I hear the little one. Really pray. I know, I could hear it, Jean. You're wonderful grandmother. So, Jean, here's the thing. Really pray hard to get the angels and saints to surround you, your daughter, the children, and the husband. Okay. To surround everybody so everybody can make some really the best decisions for the family, and do this the right way, not with all of this, you know, kind of heated kind of change of personality that happens when divorce takes place or divorce is about to take place. Everybody's got to pull back, Jean, and even tell your daughter that too. Pull back. Don't engage so much, and just try really hard to take care of yourself, mind, body, and spirit, but especially spiritually. Don't give up on the prayers, okay? And the good Lord is wants the family, obviously, to be happy and holy and healed and stay together. But if it does turn out that there needs to be some kind of separation or even a permanent situation, okay, it can be done in a way that the best possible way, so that all can be protected and not be hurt severely. Because I've seen people walk away from the faith. I've seen people, you know, lose their whole, you know, their jobs, their life over divorce. And so, and oftentimes it's because of a quick reaction or a quick engagement and kind of fueling this thing. So I'm going to put you guys in the book. Okay. The best thing you can do, in my opinion, is go to deep prayer. I know you and your daughter and the kids, you probably don't have a lot of time because you're trying to survive. I get it. But I promise you this, if you can go into deep prayer, you will thank me someday. You will call back and say, okay, the prayer worked. Okay, so I'll put you in the prayer book. Keep us posted. And if you can do a few of those things or some of those things, please, you'll see some benefit to that. What do you think, Jean, before I let you go?
I absolutely will.
Okay.
I will.
Okay.
And I've listened to your program for a long time, so I know that you had been divorced, and I just... Now it's like it's surreal.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
I'm sure
others have. I'm hoping others have felt the same way, because otherwise we'd be doing it left and right. I just want to help her and the kids. You can see in the kids. It's awful.
Oh yeah,
it's just awful.
Yeah, I've said this a million times. The day that I got a divorce, my children died. There's no doubt about it. They died. There was a part of them that died. Absolutely. And I will say that till the day I die, because I saw it. I know my children. Like, you could see your own children. So yeah, it's a brutal thing. Divorce is brutal. It's horrible. That's why I fight really hard to keep marriages together. So I'm with you, Jean. Keep us posted, please. And stay really strong, and the more emotion you pull out of it, the better off the better decisions you will make for the family. You'll see. It'll work for you long term. And then hopefully hopefully maybe they can go to counseling and reconcile this and work, you know, there's Retrovi, there's all sorts of programs in the church, or if they can find a counselor nearby that they can go together. It's always great, I think, to go in person. All right, Jean, thank you so much. Keep us posted. God bless you. I know you're taking care of the grandkids, so have a beautiful rest of your day. We're going to move to John in Pensacola, Florida on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, John. Welcome to the program.
Hey. Hello. I appreciate your program, and it's very inspiring. Mm-hmm. What I would like to say is going to sound maybe a little bit awkward, but a common denominator for me in having a friendship with another man, I'm a married man, so I'm talking about just a friendship, is the man that's into pornography seems to be always disingenuous, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to kind of explain it, but it... After knowing somebody for a few years or a couple of months, you know, it kind of surfaces itself in a way, and it kind of tells you a lot about somebody's moral character. And I don't want to say that because judging other people, I'm not trying to do that, because I have my own sins I have to deal with, but mm-hmm. that seems to be a common denominator.
Okay, so I totally agree with you. And since we're being really frank today, since I'm the title of the show is "Can you tell when someone is genuine or not?" And I think I was pretty transparent with Jean, our first caller, about how damaging and how horrible divorce is. Okay, I'm going to be equally with you, John. I completely agree with you. Disingenuous, absolutely. When somebody is going to engage in pornography, in that way and exploit and use that form of whatever they're using it for, entertainment or pleasure or whatever, okay, they're living two lives, and they're not in sync, okay? And they can pretend that they can go and be at church and go and be in ministry and then do this in the privacy of their home. Okay, but you're not fooling anyone, and you're certainly not fooling the angels, and you're not fooling God. And so your soul matters, and it's important to get your life as best integrated as possible. Okay? If you cannot do the things, if you are hiding things, if you are in secret, if you are ashamed of things, if you are living this other life, but then you go out there into the world, in your workplace, in parish life, and with friends, and you're presenting another image, it is going to reek of being fake and like you said, disingenuous and bogus and unauthentic. You can use all the words you want to describe it. I totally agree with you, John. And that's why my husband had a really close friend, And my husband disclosed to me a couple years back some of the places that this friend used to visit. And I was like, that's it. Friendship's over. It's over. There's no way to do that, because eventually it's going to bleed into the friendship. John, hold on. I think we're on to something, because I'm getting messages like crazy. Hold on, John, if you could stay with me through the break, and the others as well. Susan was on the line from New Hampshire. I'd love to hear about your coworkers. Please call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay. Okay, we are talking about if you can tell if somebody is genuine or not. Maybe you live with somebody who is totally a fake in your family. Maybe that's true. You may have people like that. It's unfortunate. Maybe you're working with people, coworkers, or they appear to be nice and they say nice things to you, but then behind your back, they're backstabbing. They're different people. Does that happen to you? Maybe in business relationships? How about at the parish level? That is true. There can be fake people working at the parish. I'm just telling you right up front, I've met them, and it's not pretty. But we're talking with John, and we had others that were on the line wanting to talk about co-workers or family members or people they've encountered. Please call back. You have plenty of time. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. And if my conversation with John is kind of riling you up a bit, it should. It really should. Because let's settle this once and for all about pornography, because it's out of control. It's absolutely out of control. And technology has made it so easy for us to view things and to experience things that we should not be seeing. Once it goes into the brain, it's there. And it changes. It changes who you are. It's so dangerous. It ruins relationships. I know this because I coach many, many couples, guys. I coach a lot of couples who the wife is just beside herself in sadness, and she doesn't even know how she's going to get past this because her husband's been dabbling in pornography for years, and it has changed who he is. This is not of God. Satan knows how to leverage this. The demons are opportunists, and they will ruin anything, and they want to ruin the family. John, am I saying what you agree with?
Actually, during the break, it breaks my heart in a way, you know, because I've had good friends, you know, that had to cut ties with for that reason, but it unfolds a lot of different behaviors in somebody. It's kind of hard to explain. It's kind of like somebody watching the circus, what they call circus freaks back in the 1930s when somebody had two heads or Siamese twins. It just, and it kind of just ties into poking. Everybody likes joking around and stuff, but to genuinely degrade somebody, you know, it's that type of personality, in my opinion. I don't even know if that makes any sense, but it's just that type of behavior that's covered up for so long. And when you want to be, you know, friends with a man and you know that somebody's into stuff like this, it just, you know, it, like I said, I'm a sinner like everybody else is, but that's just the common denominator I've noticed. And it's been for like 25 years, you know, I mean, of friendships that, you know, on and off, that I just, it just uncovers a lot, and it tells you a lot about somebody, you know.
Absolutely.
One more comment I was going to make, and I don't have that, you know, I haven't had that many, I'm married, I have that, you know, relationships with women, you know, friendships and stuff like that, but abortion seems to be the thing with women that kind of, it just kind of shows, you know, it unfolds a lot of other things too, and it kind of just shows how people actually are, and that's kind of what, you know, my opinion is, so.
Well, John, let me go back to this for a moment. I mean, it's tough enough, I think, for men, especially married men, to have really good, wonderful, holy brothers in Christ around, you know, and to be supportive. It's tough. That's why there's ACTS retreats. There's Christ Renews His Parish retreats. There's all sorts of men's retreats to try and get men to, really good men, to hang around with each other, support one another, and lift each other up in their marriage, in their sacrament of holy matrimony, and really support each other on this road. Knights of Columbus, great example, Knights of Columbus. But, you know, because pornography is very easily accessible, people are doing it in the secrecy of their time off, right? And they are exploring things and looking at things and changing their brain chemistry as they're doing it and changing who they are. And yet they're still going out and doing the things and joining organizations. And it's like, oh my goodness, what are you doing? This is not even cool. And somehow I think that they feel that God's not seeing everything. God's not seeing what they're doing. Their angel is right beside them seeing everything. I mean, men need to, in my opinion, they need to wake up and get help, and they got to get help. I mean, a lot of people have stopped all this stuff. They've, you know, I've met a lot of men that have come to coaching, and they said, I stopped drinking, I stopped looking at pornography, I stopped going to these places that weren't you know, these dance places or whatever they are, and it's really bad. I stopped all that. Okay, that's great that you stopped it. You need to get help so that you can reset, so that you can come back to a place that is truly authentic and what God had intended for you. Because let's face it, when you put all these things in your mind and they're stuck there, it changes who you are. It messes with your mind. And so it's very hard to be around people like this, because eventually that does come back out, that same type of disposition, the same type of behavior. So John, some Catholics will say, well, John should hang around with people like that to try and help them. Okay, I agree with that to some extent, but actually these people need to get help. You need to get professional help, because it's not fair to do that to someone else who's trying to live a good and wholesome life like you're trying to do, John, in your marriage and in your life. It's not fair to do, because this is a very serious addiction, serious situation, compulsion, or whatever you want to call it, whatever label you want to put on it. It's a serious problem that needs some serious attention with professional help. Would you agree with that, John?
Yes, ma'am. And I can, you know, we can only pray to God, and that maybe one of these days, you know, they're passing laws in states like Florida where they're, I mean, you know, I'm not about censorship, but you've got decency laws too. And you know, with the Constitution, talking about, you know, a friend of mine last night, and it was written by, you know, they prayed, you know, over for days sometimes, and before they could agree to things, you know, and mm-hmm. how this country was formed. A lot of people forget that, you know what I mean? It's based yeah. on principles of God, you know, when this country was created, you know, so.
Right. Right. Well, and I think it's time that really good men like yourself, I mean, you admitted it, you're a sinner. We're all sinners. We're not saying we're perfect, but we're trying to live the Christian life that we are all called to live as Catholic Christians. Okay. So, John, there's nothing wrong with saying to people, hey, when you get your act together, when you totally are clean and sober, when you're in a good place, hey, let's be friends. I would love to be friends. And let's keep going on this journey of life and really explore life in a beautiful way. In a godly Christian way. There's nothing wrong with tough love. I don't know why everybody's so afraid of it. I mean, that's how it gets people to wake up. If we keep, you know, coddling people and enabling people and saying, oh, it's okay, you've been through traumas, you've been through this. Okay, it's true. We've all been through traumatic situations, all of us. If you could go back to your childhood, you probably went through some traumatic situation. Okay. But you still have to wake up at some point, take on your own spiritual life, take on your own daily life, and move forward in a way that's going to be productive with purpose and passion, instead of this crazy stuff that everybody's getting into, because quite honestly, they're bored. They're bored and they're going to these things. They should really invest their time in relationships. Okay, John, you got my blood pressure sky high. I love your call, because you get it. And John, please pray for everyone. We have to pray that everybody wakes up and they go get the help they need. The help's out there, guys. It's at the churches. It's at with counselors and therapists. Just get some help and get well. What do you say, John? Amen.
Amen, man. I appreciate your program. That you really sometimes you lift me up quite a bit when I'm having a bad day. So I know you come on at 11 a.m. and I look forward to it. I always change the station over to 12:30 a.m. So I really appreciate you and what you do. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, John. Thank you. That just made our day. Thank you so much. The show team is all smiling. Thank you, John. God bless you in Pensacola, Florida, listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Great network. Okay, Marla is up next in Indiana on Sirius XM 130. Marla, welcome to the program. We're talking about people that are not genuine. Are you with us? Oh, Marla, we just disconnected. Marla, you got a call back from Indiana. Okay, Marla, I was just connecting with Marla, and I think the wrong button was hit, so Marla got disconnected. Call back, Marla, and the others as well, if you'd like to weigh in on this conversation. So recently, let me share this with everyone, because this kind of bothers me, and it continues with the conversation we had with John from Florida. recently in my town where I live in Arizona, beautiful family, very family oriented town, lots of kids. It's, you know, just incredible. Lots of kids, lots of parks, lots of places. Right in the center of the main street where most of us coming from the neighborhood have to drive to get to the freeway. So if you're going to go on the freeway where I live, you have to go past this one particular street. They just opened up about 3 months ago, and I'm furious about it because my husband drives past it every single day. Every single day. They just opened up a coffee place. It's a drive-through coffee place where you can get all the gourmet coffees, you know, those real expensive coffees, which I have to tell you that I wish that people would stop doing that and use that money instead for Catholic radio because, you know, for $5, $10 a month, you could be bringing Catholic radio in your area to many more souls. But yet people choose to, you know, spend this, you know, I'm not judging, but you spend expensive drinks in the morning, you could use that to reach souls. And I say that all the time when I'm doing Catholic pledge drives. Okay, but this place just opened up. It is packed. And I mean packed. The cars morning, noon, and night. It's like, I think the thing's open all, I've only glanced at it a few times because I can't even look at it. They have hired the most beautiful young girls you could imagine. And they're all wearing, get ready for this, folks, string bikinis. And they're serving these gourmet coffee drinks to people. As you probably can guess, most of the drive-through patrons are men. You can see them in their suits. You can see them going to work. They're mostly men. A couple times I've glanced over at this new coffee establishment. Very few women are in the drive-through. Men are all there, and then not only do the girls serve the coffee to the they go out to the cars, they go at the window at the drive-through window, and there's a little area you can sit at, and they serve there. They're in string bikinis. Now I live in Arizona, so I think that's how they probably figured out they could get away with it because Arizona is very, you know, very hot weather pretty much year round, and so I was thinking about this and I thought, very interesting how they placed it. And it's right on the street. There's no way it's not hidden in the corner. It's not in a strip mall. It's in its own a drive-through place. And it's right literally on the street. So the sidewalk is there. All the six lanes of cars are there. And then here's this bikini coffee drive-through place. Now, please, could somebody please tell me why this even, I don't even know how it happened. I mean, this is so, it's so insane in the sense that you're putting it right out there. And let me add one other thing while I'm on this soapbox. The girls, the young girls who work there, they have to go out on the sidewalk and walk up and down with those signs saying, come into this coffee place. So they're in bikinis walking up and down the sidewalk. So I said to my husband when I first heard about it, I said, so give me your thoughts. And he says, well, I guess it's like another, remember the Hooters chain, you know, that there was that restaurant. And I said, well, I said, I would agree with that. I said, but don't you think it's kind of, you know, worse? I mean, they're out there in bikinis on the street and they're parading around these young girls. I mean, don't you feel that that's exploiting them? I mean, what if that was, I mean, I have two sons, but I said, what if that was our daughter-in-law? You know, I mean, it's, you have to, our granddaughter, you have to think about that. And I was like, wow, this is so sad. And everything inside of me wanted to go up to one of these girls and park the car and go up to one of these girls and say, please, I'm asking you, get another job, everything inside of me. And I just don't know how parents, and these are young girls. These are not like, you know, 25-year-old girls. These are young girls. I don't know how parents are allowing this. It is so sad to me, but this is my point. We're feeding into this. We're feeding into this and we're making it seem like it's harmless. It's just coffee. I mean, really, you have to have a gourmet coffee in the morning and the image of a young girl in a string bikini that doesn't even make sense, and it's so wrong on so many levels. Does anyone disagree with me? If you could go ahead and call in, you still have time. You have plenty of time. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. If you agree or you have other things you want to say about people that are not genuine, then please call in. You still have time. I want to remind everybody that Catholic Answers Live is tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and you're going to get 2 hours of Bible questions with Jimmy Akin. Oh, that's going to be phenomenal. So 2 hours, 6 p.m. Eastern Time tonight, Catholic Answers Live. Make sure you tune in. But I'm sorry, but actually I'm not sorry, because I've wanted to share this, and I wasn't sure I was actually going to do a whole show on this, but John brought it up. So John started it and I'm continuing it, because I just think there comes a time where we have to guard our eyes. We have to really protect our families. We have to protect our children. We have to protect what we decide to put our time to, and really to be authentic. It should be that, you know, we do how I am on this show. I should be the same way when the mics go down, when the mics go off. I should be the same way. I should be the same way in the privacy of my home with my husband as I am out in the grocery store. I should be the same way when I am at the church, and I'm if I'm a lector or an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion, I should be praying at home, you know, doing the same things. We should be in sync like this, guys. We should be the real deal. Why do I say that? Couple reasons. People are watching. People are learning from us, and you don't want them to see a fake Christian. You don't want them to experience that. Walk the walk, talk the talk as best you can. Are you going to be perfect? No, I am far from perfect. I'm probably the most broken person in the world. Okay. Because I make mistakes every day. But my heart and my intention is trying to be that Christian that my guardian angel beside me can say, way to go. Good job today. We're not going to fool anybody. We're truly not going to fake, you know, this demeanor, this fake personality that we put out there. We're not fooling anybody. People can see right through it. And I will tell you that I've had people say and write in to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and I'm so humbled by it, and I mean this sincerely. You guys, the Take Two family, have said this, that you feel that Jerry and I are very authentic. Thank you. We really try to be. We're really the same type of people outside of this radio program, and you know, we've spoken about how we've been through depression, how we've been through hard times, how we've made mistakes, how we've sinned, how we've repented, how we've tried our hardest to do better. We don't have anything to hide. And if you like us because we're being, you know, the most real we can be, then hang out with us. If you don't like that, if you want us to be something different, then we're not for you, because we really are trying to walk the walk and talk the talk. We've got others' calls coming in pretty fast now, and you guys waited to the last minute, but let me see if I can squeeze somebody else in. So Chill says, good day. I totally love what Debbie said earlier. Tough love. We need to be strong and say things like they are. Thank you so much for saying that. So Chill, thank you so much. You are so amazing. I appreciate that very, very much. I think we're afraid to practice a real, genuine Christian tough love because we're afraid that people are going to reject us. We're in the cancel culture. Everybody erases people, ghosts people, you know, no contact, whatever buzzword you want to use. People are just discarding others. It's wrong. It's not of God. We need to get back to what's of God. I know I am preaching. Please forgive me. I normally don't go on this complete, you know, string of things saying of what's next or what the next thing we should do. But, you know, I'm gonna put it on John, because John felt it in his heart to call in, and I believe that's the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit obviously wanted somebody or many people today to hear that stop what you're doing if it's not of God. Stop it today, please. Stop it today, and then your next step is to make a phone call and get some professional help. We have Catholic counselors. The Pop Checks are doing a phenomenal job. There's the Retrovi. There's the Alexanders that are helping marriages. There's Marriage Encounter. There's things at parishes. Please, please, please get help. Stop what you're doing. Get help. If you could do that today, and you've done that, and you've done that in the past, call in and tell us. We want to know your story. Tell us if this particular broadcast got you to wake up and stop what you're doing, because it's not of God. And you will, oh yeah, Matt Frad, yeah, read Matt Frad, absolutely. That just came in from our producer, absolutely. There's so many in the Catholic speaking world and in Catholic media that are trying to get the message out there that your life and your choices, you know, it's gonna have consequences. Let's hear what Sue has to say driving through Ohio. I know it may be a little off topic, but I wanted to squeeze you in, Sue, because you're driving. Welcome to the program. Sue, are you with us? Oh, just disconnected. Wow, what is going on, you guys? We've got another caller talking about these new coffee shops that are popping up. I guess they're popping up all over the country. I didn't realize it. I try not to get too involved with what's happening in the culture, because it's very disappointing. We've got others calling in real fast. You got to go fast with Matt on the phone. Let's see if we can get our next caller on to make a comment. But again, there are resources out there. There's help out there. We're there too as coaches. If you need us, I mean, Dr. David Anders is one of our coaches. Adam Bly is one of our coaches. We've got so many great coaches that are ready, willing, and able to help you and find the best plan and the best path for you, so you can get out of all of the problems and get into a wonderful, good, purpose-driven life. And you can find us at standtalltoday.com. Okay, Mary in Wyoming is on Sirius XM 130. Mary, I'm going to squeeze you in. Welcome.
Okay.
Go right ahead, Mary.
Hey, I'm just responding to your comment about the coffee shops with servers wearing string bikinis. And I'll tell you, you think you've heard it all. And this is brand new. I'm in Wyoming, and we're a very conservative state. I don't know that we would see anything like this here. But if I were the parent of a young woman like that, I think I'd be grabbing blankets out of the car to go cover them up. Mm-hmm. As a parent or a grandparent, I just could not condone that, approve of it. But what I just don't understand the community, your city council. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to wrap my head around a business. Do they need business that bad that they've got to resort to this? Mm-hmm. I think even some of your leading, I don't know the name of the business, but I think even some of the leading companies in America would just never do something like that. And yeah. I'm just appalled. I'm absolutely appalled.
Thank you for feeling the same way I do. I cannot even drive down that street anymore. I go 2.5 miles out of the way to get to the freeway, because I cannot go past it anymore. And it's just leading men into sin so rapidly, and these young girls desensitizing them and making them objects instead of the beautiful young women that they are. I so agree with you, Mary, and thank you for saying being appalled. That's exactly how I feel. I don't know. I don't know how it got passed through the town council. I used to do a lot of work with them. I don't know. Things are changing. People are changing. I guess it's business, and they're trying to bring in business. I have no idea. Do they need to resort to that? Well, let's put it this way. They're directly across the street from the most popular coffee shop we have in the area. The most popular. So they went directly across the street, literally directly across the street. So yeah, it was done. It was premeditated. It was done on purpose. You know, right now they seem like they're winning, because I mean, they have nonstop cars there. And it's so unfortunate because you're leading these men. And it looks like you can tell by the look of the people that are going into this coffee shop that these men are businessmen. These are men that are working. So they probably, most of them have families. It's so sad. Mary, any final comments?
Well, the other thing I would just say is with the problem we have in this country with and the world with trafficking, I just think that there's always that risk that the really wrong person's going to be showing up there and those girls get off work and somebody's going to disappear.
Exactly. Mary, you nailed it. That was my thought, too. That's why I pray all the time for protection for those young girls. Okay, the phone lines are now lighting up. You guys have a lot to say. I should probably should have started the show with this. But thank you to all the calls. Sorry for those two calls that I was bringing you on air and it dropped off. I forgive us, please. Thank you to the show team, Matt, Michael, and Pedro, thank you so much. Thank you to all the affiliates. Join us for the Spirit World tomorrow. It's open forum, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. You can ask any question. We'd love for you to join us tomorrow and have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.